USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
This morning, the UN Security Council is scheduled to hold a briefing on threats to international peace and security. Some of the discussion will be about Russia's posturing towards Ukraine. At noon Eastern, the spokesperson for the Secretary General will hold a press briefing. ABC News conducted a poll over the weekend. It discovered that three-quarters of those questioned want President Biden to consider all nominees that are qualified to be the next Supreme Court justice. Biden wants to interview only people based on gender and skin color. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins.
I believe that diversity benefits the Supreme Court, but the way that the president has handled this nomination has been clumsy at best. What President Biden did was, as a candidate, make this pledge, and that helped politicize the entire nomination process.
USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Maryland lawmakers are attempting to squash the Second Amendment rights of citizens of the Old Line State.
25 states led by Arizona are urging the Supreme Court to take up a case challenging Maryland's unusually restrictive gun control laws, which the states argue were enacted in defiance of the High Court's landmark Second Amendment rulings. Maryland's Firearms Safety Act of 2013, enacted on the theory that restricting legal gun purchases promotes safety, is among the strictest in the nation. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich said Maryland's anti-gun laws go too far. The state's arguing the circuit court violates Supreme Court precedent by fashioning its own standard, allowing firearms to be banned if a court believes the weapon is military grade or a weapon of war. The brief states nearly 20 million rifles of the kind that Maryland bans have been sold in the United States and are typically used for legitimate self-defense purposes. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Super Bowl teams were earned this weekend. Cincinnati will play the Los Angeles Rams February 13th. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
As more illegal immigrants are getting a free pass into the United States courtesy of the Biden administration's open border policy, the number at this time exceeds the entire population of Nebraska. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton told Newsmax that the Biden administration knows exactly what they're doing.
I mean, they clearly don't want people to know what they're doing. I know from law enforcement in Texas that they watch people come in on buses, illegal immigrants at night, and they get off the bus and they just disappear. And that's going on all over the country. And for those who think that only border states are going to have to deal with this as we go forward, whether it's, you know, COVID or just the cost, the social costs of adding illegal immigrants in your state, this is going to be a nationwide problem and nationwide epidemic. The governor actually tried to institute a program where if illegals were being transported, we would stop them and then send them back to the border. We were sued by the Biden administration. Right now we're in the middle of, we had an injunction stopping us from doing that. So we've tried to do that. And so obviously we've also have now 9 lawsuits against the Biden administration over illegal immigration. And even though we're winning those cases, the Biden administration is not only ignoring federal law, but now they're ignoring all court orders and they are doing whatever they want.
Representative Elise Stefanik sent a letter to President Biden demanding to know the status and location of each illegal immigrant transferred to New York State. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.